Man, tough environment today. Obviously, the Ravens were playing with a lot of resolve. It's great to get AFC North road victories under those circumstances. We weren't perfect by any stretch, man, but I just love the spirit and the competitiveness of the group. Just very thankful to get out of here with a win. And we don't have a lot of time to, to absorb it. We got to quickly transition. We got Thursday night ball, and we embrace that challenge. So we'll quickly get ready to move forward. Not a lot of significant injuries to speak of. Everyone that got hurt at some point, I think, went back into the game. Ben got the wind knocked out of him. The other stuff was even probably less than that. So we're thankful on that front as well. Tough, hard-fought football game. Always is when you come in here. I didn't think we helped ourselves with the penalties. We'll look at those hard. We'll analyze that and look at what we're doing in an effort to be cleaner there. That was not an asset to our cause. Questions?
Mike, when Ben was hurt, you bring in Josh Dobbs and you have him throw from the end zone there. Can you talk a little bit about the maturity process of having a guy throw his first NFL pass from
Josh is uniquely mature as an individual, not as a football player. He's steady Eddie. That personality is helpful to him. We got a great deal of confidence in him. Man, that guy was challenged in a big way to earn the job that he has or the role that he has for us. And he has never blinked at any point in the process, even when it was seemingly stacked against him. And so because of that, we have a great deal of confidence in him, and it was displayed, and he confirmed it with his play.
Mike, third down conversions, 10 of 15, I think it was, which led to your advantage of time of possession. How big was that for you in this game?
It was huge. We were sitting in solid position at halftime the last time we played them, and I don't know how many third downs we converted in the second half of the game in Hines. So we acknowledged that, this defense in particular was stingy in the second half in that area. And, I thought that first drive of the second half where we were able to convert some third downs and go down the field really set the stage to combat that element of the matchup.
On the other hand, how important was it to keep on defense? Hold them to field goals in the first half?
Just like that, you talk about what the Ravens offense does uniquely well. I think they were third or fourth in the NFL in red zone offense. So to hold those guys to field goals in the first half when they were way down there, I thought was also significant. And I think those are the two most significant elements of the game, holding those guys to field goals in the first half with the defense and converting third downs in the second half with the offense.
Coach, as you mentioned, it wasn't the cleanest of games. Can you describe this team's resiliency to scratch one out here?
I just think that the further we go down this journey, the tape is the storyteller. If we're doing what we're supposed to do, they need no endorsement from me. You see it should jump off at you on tape.
When Ben went down, were you pretty sure we're just going to be for the one play?
I don't remember. There was a lot going on.
Mike, what did it mean to have your fiercest rival before the game, a moment of silence on the scoreboard, say Baltimore stands with Pittsburgh? What that means to you personally
into
this football team?
We in this NFL community, man, this is a brotherhood, and we understand the roles that we play within our community, and we embrace that. We want to be leaders within our community and for this nation. And, when we can entertain our fans on a Sunday and maybe forget some of the realities for a moment of the world, man, we embrace an opportunity to contribute in that way. We want to show respect for those who are hurting. We want to continue to entertain people. I appreciate that from the Ravens. Not that it was unexpected. They're a class organization.
Mike, another 100-yard game from James Conner today. What has he meant to this offense over the last 6 weeks?
I don't want to take anything away from James, but, the big boys up front are opening holes, and so it's a collective effort. James is going above and beyond. I'm more pleased by what he's doing in the passing game, and from a blitz pickup standpoint, that's a little bit more unique than the rushing. We knew he could run the ball since he showed up at Pitt at 18 or 19.
Coach, your thoughts on how Matt Valley filled in for Gilbert second straight week? You got to visit them.
The standard is the standard, and Matt is just the latest guy to kind of display that. We got a lot of guys that are capable, and man, we just respect what everyone is capable of, and we expect everybody, when given an opportunity, to be a reason why we're successful. And so, there's not a lot of congratulations in regards to that. We just we respect Matt. We know he's capable, and he continues to show that he is the way others have. And the thing that's unique about Matt's, obviously, you know, Chris Hubbard had that role a year ago, so it's just good for him and his career to continue to ascend.
Mike, do you feel like you're starting to play the consistent type football that you need to do to get to where you want to go?
I'm not painting with a broad brush. I'm just trying to win week in and week out. We get further enough down this road, it will be revealed to us without searching it. You know, we got a short week. We got Carolina.